You're listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon.
This Move to Millions Minute is powered by the Take Your First Trade Challenge by Terry Igioma. I am so excited for you to learn the ins and outs of the stock market so that you will be so much more literate and be able to make sure that if you have someone else managing your investment portfolio, you can account for whether it's doing well or there's opportunities that exist. I'm so excited that Terry is taking the time to walk us step by step through the ins and outs of everything we need to know. Oh, yeah, because I'll be taking the challenge, too. Not only will I be one of the speakers, but I will be in it every single day, learning the nooks and crannies so that I can gain even better knowledge over my own portfolio, which is managed by my certified financial planner. I am excited for you to join us for this powerful challenge. It's going to be the first step in truly making your money move. Go right now to tradeandtravel.com/Dr. Darnell to secure your seat. We get started on April the 15th, and I don't want you to miss one single second of the Take Your First Trade Challenge. Happy Walk It Out Wednesday. I get so much joy coming to you in the middle of every week to keep you focused on moving closer to the $1 million mark inside of your very own business. This is so important for me, especially until you are ready to come to work with me and my team and truly get that dedicated, customized guidance to get you to that $1 million mark. I believe that the Move to Millions is about so many things, amongst them, consistent and decisive action. That's why I love this midweek minute so that we can keep you moving towards your next level. Every single week, my goal is to come to you with a powerful affirmation. And this week, I wrote this affirmation myself. It's based on what happened this past week at our Move to Millions Mastermind. I'll get into that in just a second. Let me recite our affirmation for the week for you. Every challenge is an opportunity for growth, and I embrace them with courage and resilience. My vision for success guides me through any obstacle, reminding me that I am capable, I am determined, and I am destined for greatness. With each move forward, I am closer to realizing my dream and becoming the $1 million CEO that I pray about. I trust in my abilities. I believe in my vision, and I am unstoppable. Oh, I hope that feels as good to you as it did to me as I wrote it. Last week, as we held our Move to Millions Mastermind quarterly business building retreat, which we do every 90 days, by the way, and we do this so that our clients can work on their business. For many of them, this is the only time they get to work on it because they're spending the vast majority of their time working in their businesses. They aren't quite yet at the point where they're able to spend 80% of their time on the business. So they're still spending time in it every single day. And we do this so that we can help them to strategically preside over their business in a way that really does honor their next level. During our retreats, over the course of the 3 days, we typically spend the first day on personal development and mindset. The second day, we spend fine-tuning the current quarter because they've already created the overview plan of the quarter at the last retreat. And then on our final day, we plan for the next quarter. I like to do this because it really does help them think proactively inside of their businesses. The worst thing you can do as a $1 million CEO or a $1 million CEO in the making is be reacting to what's happening in the marketplace inside of your business. Now, this current retreat that we just held, one of the things that came out of the retreat, which rings true in this week's affirmation, is that all growth is not financial. Every challenge that comes up is an opportunity for growth. And helping our clients to embrace those challenges with courage and resiliency is what's going to keep them moving towards the $1 million mark. Listen, along the journey, there are many people who give up. You may have even given up because it seems too hard. It seems like it's not going to be worth it when it's all said and done. And that's likely because you need guidance and support. You need mentorship in order to be able to help you to smooth out those crooked places and to find a way to do it so that it honors and serves who you are in the process. Now, one of the things that we talked about as we talked about the fact that all growth is not financial, because many of our clients experience decent growth, or they maintain what they had been doing, but they didn't actually grow financially, but some of their systems became stronger. They became better leaders. They built a team of people that they can truly depend upon to help their vision be executed inside of the company. The other thing we have to keep in mind right now is that the marketplace is recalibrating. Now, COVID-19 was amazing to many business owners, right? We literally went from the marketplace that we're returning to right now to this marketplace where everybody was at home with nothing more to do than to spend their money. And so we saw a huge influx in the amount of purchases and transactions, and even the number of businesses that crossed the $1 million mark in 2020 and 2021 was out of this world. The numbers were higher than ever because a lot of people were feeding their depression and their uncertainty because of COVID-19 through investing in themselves, through making purchases. But now that we are post-COVID, the marketplace is returning to what it once was. And what that means is that it's likely that sales cycles will lengthen, and that it's going to take more demonstration of expertise to get that next deal closed. And as a result of that, some of our clients were expressing a little bit of frustration and a little bit of challenge with where they see the marketplace to be. And I always have to remind them that while, yes, you want financial growth because profit ultimately is how we keep scoring business, it is not an indication that there's something wrong with your business if you don't grow financially. In fact, I like to think you haven't been in business long enough if you don't have a down quarter, because it is likely to happen, especially as you continue to elevate and raise the consciousness of your ideal client. It may take you longer to get a client to close. And don't even add to the fact if you're constantly raising your rates, at least evaluating your rates on a quarterly basis and identifying that they need to be adjusted. When you charge more, you have to change everything. That means you have to refine your message. You have to also up-level the client that you serve, because it is unlikely that you will raise your prices with the clients you're serving now and they still be in position to hire you. All of those changes present opportunities, not necessarily challenges, that will allow you to grow in ways that may not be a direct conduit to revenue in this current season. But every seed you plant, I want you to get excited, because it will sprout into harvest if you continue to take action and continue to water those seeds. So I want you to affirm with me this week: every challenge is an opportunity for growth, and I embrace them with courage and resilience. My vision for success guides me through every obstacle, reminding me that I am capable, determined, and I am destined for greatness. With every step forward, I am closer to realizing my dreams and becoming the million-dollar CEO I pray about. I trust in my abilities. I believe in my vision. And I am unstoppable. Here is to the unstoppable million-dollar CEO in you. When I think about what's possible for you by recognizing every opportunity for growth, and a challenge is an opportunity to learn, to develop your team, and to streamline and innovate. Oh, it makes me so excited. The marketplace, because it is changing, there's so much opportunity for you to truly rise up and be the expert that you were created to be, and to leverage your expertise to transform the lives of those that you have been called to serve. I get excited for you. And here are your journal prompts for the week. Number one, I am excited about the opportunities for growth that exist in my business because. Number two, with each step I take, I get closer to realizing my ultimate vision of. And number three, as I trust my abilities and believe in my vision, I get excited because it helps me to. I want you to take some time and really journal about these prompts and allow them to guide you this week, so that every challenge that shows up for you, you recognize it as what it truly is: an opportunity for growth. I am excited about all that's coming your way. And remember that here we are on a mission to help you make the move to millions. I invite you to visit movetomillions.com to learn all the ways that we can equip you to make, move, and leave millions. The link is also waiting for you in the show notes. Here's to your million-dollar year. I'll see you guys next time. Take care. Have you gotten your seat for the Take Your First Trade Challenge yet? What are you waiting for? This is your opportunity to learn how to make millions move with Terry Igioma and our powerful five speakers, including yours truly. Go right now to tradeandtravel.com/Dr. Darnielle to secure your seat so that you can start trading your way towards a financial legacy that will make millions move.
Thank you for listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnielle Jervey-Harmon. If you enjoyed this quick episode, do yourself a favor. Subscribe, rate, and review so that you never miss a minute of anything that we have for you on your own Move to Millions. And until we meet again, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move.